RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on RadioMD.
Hey, Michelle, looky what I have in my hand. It's the book Suckered, The History of Sugar, Our Toxic Addiction, Our Power to Change.
Not
look
me.
What you have in your hand. Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Raw. My favorite thing.
Now you've already detoxed off all that stuff. You know you have.
That's because of you. That's because of you.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
yes. Well, you know something? This book is awesome. And we have the author, Dr. Jeff Eisenberg, who is here to talk to us about how to navigate refined sugar. Dr. Eisenberg, welcome to Her Radio. Terrific book. What did you used to eat? Come on. We've all been there.
Thanks for having me on, Pam and Michelle. I'm glad that you're no longer an addict, Michelle.
No, I gave it up. But I can't wait to hear our
listeners. You're making me come out on radio.
Come on, you're coming out. Come on, let's do it.
Tell
right out there.
To tell you, I would eat pretty much decent meals through the day, but everything else surrounding my three meals was geared towards trying to find sugar.
Like what?
Like Tony the Tiger.
Yes. Well, a third of us start our morning with cereal, right? A sweetened, sugared cereal choice. Unless you're eating Fiber One, you're going to get 25 to 30 grams of sugar in that one bowl.
Yikes.
You might wash it down with orange juice, right? Another 25 grams of sugar.
It's all gosh, you're just swimming in this stuff.
Right? You might have a Pop-Tart.
Killing me here.
Patients I take care of, I'll eat a Pop-Tart that has...
Hey, be careful with the Pop-Tarts now. Those used to be a big favorite.
Nutri-Grain bars.
People I like those Rice Krispie treats.
Look, she's
10
salivating.
10 grams of sugar in those. The trail mix, 15 grams and a quarter cup.
Oh, my gosh. See, all right. We're done
here. We're done.
We get the point. All right, so... I want you to give us a laundry list, Dr. Jeff Eisenberg, of how to navigate all of this, because all the women out there on Her Radio Land are saying, all right, I get it. What am I supposed to do?
Well, right, I spent hours in a grocery store. I took a legal pad with me, and I turned every item of food that I could think of that I might remotely be interested in, some of my patients are eating and all were eating in America, and I started writing down what was in it. And it was eye-opening. First of all, it's not easy to see the sugar in these products. They'll label things as all natural, no sugar added, organic. If you look close enough, the sugar is there. You've got to be Sherlock Holmes, but it is there. So
then what did you do? I mean, what are you supposed to do if you don't eat sugar? What do you eat? Give us an idea of how you eat now.
Well, there's a lot of people that are successfully eating plant-based diets. There's a lot of protein in legumes. You know, you have to make sure that it's washed properly and it's fermented, but it's a great source of nutrition. I'm not a vegetarian, but I make sure that if I eat meat, it's going to be antibiotic-free roaming meat. I eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Remember, the sugar in fruit is protected by fiber.
Right, different.
So while it may have fructose and it may have glucose in it, it doesn't cause a blood sugar rise like other sugars, and your pancreas doesn't respond by releasing a lot of insulin. It's a very slow process, and your liver is protected.
And your digestive system can deal with it in a much more natural way.
I would say the ratio of vegetable to fruit would probably be better towards 2-to-1. But I don't want people to be nervous with fruit, because fruit is fine.
Oh, good. And fruit's good. I mean, for instance, bananas are fantastic for your microbiome and your gut. I mean, you know, all of this is just so long as it's natural and it's healthy for you.
You've got to remember that real food doesn't come in a box. Real food is not wrapped.
Really?
Amen. Amen. That's
the
biggest thing.
If you have to look at an ingredient panel and you can't decipher what's in it, that's junk food. If you add the number of grams of fiber and the number of grams of protein in any food that you're looking at, it doesn't come close to the amount of grams of sugar. It's a junk food.
You know what I say? I say if it looks, you know, if you look at that side panel And if it looks like jet fuel, it probably is. And run the opposite direction because you're about ready to eat what I love to call a science fair project.
Exactly.
And that's not natural food,
and
we don't need
out
that.
At a grocery store and what people have in their basket, it's all boxed food and it's all wrapped food.
So you're eating a lot of plant-based, right? And you're having some...
I'm trying to eat like we did a couple hundred years ago when
right,
all we had was
men.
Nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables, yeah. and clean meat.
And what are you doing with grains?
Well, now, grains, it's a different topic in the sense that let's talk about breads, bagels, pasta, rice, and potatoes.
Here we go.
Those products don't have fructose in it, which is really the item in a sugar molecule that's going to hurt you. But they have chains of glucose molecules holding hands one after the other. And when it breaks down, it releases the sugar. And our blood sugar level does rise with those. And our insulin is released by the pancreas. And over time, you'll gain weight on those foods. I don't think you'll be as sick as if you ate all the foods that had fructose in it.
Right. But it's a kumbaya love fest with all those grains.
But if you're pre-diabetic, which 37% of our country is, you probably do want to cut back on all those processed carbs.
So let me talk to you about the diabetes thing, because you say that in your book you point out that patients' obesity is not their own fault. What do you mean by that?
Well, that is a very important point. And when I talk to my patients and I let them know that, they will cry in the office because they've never been told this before. They've suffered with a low self-esteem and low confidence for so long, and they've been so unfairly judged by others.
Right.
And it comes down to metabolic pathways that are normal and those that are abnormal. The more you eat sugar and become insulin resistant, the more those metabolic pathways in the brain reverse and go backwards. And now these hormones that we talk about in the book, and I won't overburden you with it here, but it's insulin and leptin. When there's too much of that in the body and you're resistant to it, the pathways go backwards. Now all you feel is starvation. All you feel is that you don't want to become active. And that dopamine receptor part of the brain that is addictive makes you hunt for food, and it's not good food.
Now talk to us then about someone comes in, they get all that, and I'm really glad you brought up the shame, blame, and guilt issue, you know, needless to say, because it's huge. And when I wrote the Hunger Fix, I went nuts over that because it's truly an obesogenic type of environment.
People look at people overweight and assume they're just inactive and that they overeat, and that's a primary process, but it's all secondary. So it's just some really deranged biochemical pathways.
There's no question about it. So when you're detoxing people, how difficult is it?
Well, it was difficult for all those years that I told my patients, just eat better and exercise. Year after year, they'd come back and they'd gain another 15 pounds. I wasn't helping them at all. Once they understood the philosophy behind the chemical pathway, and we try and make it as easy to understand as possible, they become empowered. Now they understand that insulin is your storage hormone, and if you take in too many calories, particularly sugar, that it gets stored in your fat cells and you can't access it.
You're absolutely right. Being empowered, obviously a big issue with Michelle and I, we're all about empowering our listeners out there. When they feel that, it is so much easier for them to move forward because now they're really fueled and driven by a meaning and a purpose that they understand.
It's education, education and knowledge.
God, so big, Michelle.
Like myself, they didn't know where the sugar was coming from.
Absolutely. Right. Everyone, we've been talking to Dr. Jeff Eisenberg, who is the author of Suckered, The History of Sugar, Our Toxic Addiction, Our Power to Change. Absolutely fabulous book. Thank you, Dr. Eisenberg. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Ladies, you don't have to eat sugar. You can learn to skirt around it and find great whole foods. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.